Welcome to the Almighty Mackie Podcast. You know, you forgot, I didn't, so let's go, man. Smash a like, subscribe, let's get this thing going. Today we're going to talk about Mystical, man, and his situation with all these rapes and all this other weird-ass shit this nigga been on. So we need to really think about this now, right? We're going to get right into it. We're not even going to waste no time. We ain't going to shuck and jive. We ain't going to do none of that. Now, let's talk about Mystical's weird ass. So we can go back to the 2000s. Mystical was popping, bruh. Like, mind you, every club played all his music. Everybody danced to all his songs. But, you know, from the Shake It Fast and all that shit, man, like, he really had it popping as far as when it came to the club music, sex music, dance music, all that. But the whole time, this nigga's a whole rapist. So he gets convicted of the rape, and everybody kind of felt sorry for him and thought the broad was lying. Let me not call her a broad. They thought the female was lying about the situation that got that nigga locked up for 8 years. Well, now it comes out that wasn't his only one, and now he got a new one. Dude really with this weird shit, you know what I'm saying? So really, at the end of the day, I really ain't listening no more Mystical, bro. You got to go. Like, that shit's trash to me now. I don't even listen to it the same way. I will never listen to it again because he's a whole sex offender. He's a whole weirdo and a rapist. You feel what I'm saying? So he getting ready to get convicted. I don't know if he's going to get convicted or not, but they talking about he might get life in prison. You feel what I'm saying? For all this weird ass shit this nigga into. So you coming over broads' houses, taking their phones, raping them, beating them up, doing all some other weird ass shit. Nigga, this what you known for. But the craziest thing about it is them niggas that's around you and all them people probably been knowing that for a long time. That's the problem. All these gray areas of, oh man, well, it's okay. Well, you don't know what actually happened and all this. Nah, nigga, you got convicted of rape, you weirdo. Just like I said, in other places, y'all be living with these gray areas like it's okay to do shit or it's something to talk out. Nigga, you got 3 different rape charges, bruh. Like, knock that shit off. This nigga's a whole rapist. What y'all need to do, and we gonna keep this shit short, simple, to the point. I don't even like talking about no weird-ass sex offenders, man. But when Mystical get out, everybody need to throw him a big ass party and beat his motherfucking ass. That's what you need to do. You need to take some rubbing alcohol, pour it down that nigga throat, wipe it all over his motherfucking face, give him some motherfucking razor slashings, do his ass in. Whoever is in that penitentiary, y'all should do his ass in. But the crazy thing is, a lot of motherfuckers love living with gray areas. They gonna listen to what the nigga gotta say and all that, but they ain't gonna count the whole fact this nigga got 3 other rapes. Nigga, this is what you do. You's a fucking weirdo. So now, mind you, I would advise anybody, man, don't be listening to that rapist-ass music, that weirdo-ass shit. You feel what I'm saying? So when he get out, everybody throw him a party, beat his weird ass, beat the dog shit out of him. You get what I'm saying? I mean, shit, at the end of the day, the women, if they had daddies, you know, if they was younger or whatever, they need to knock his goofy ass off. Like, seriously, if you get in the penitentiary and them niggas don't beat the shit out of Mystical, you niggas is phony as hell. And that's on my mama. So, probably, and it probably won't happen because everybody gonna let the nigga try to talk his way out of it. You know how y'all be getting there. So, you know, we're going to keep this one short and brief because I don't really like talking about no weird-ass sex offenders anyway. But Mystical, that nigga's a weirdo. I don't listen to none of his shit no more. Nigga probably going to get convicted and get life in fucking prison. If he don't, when he get out, beat the dog shit out that goofy-ass nigga. You know what I'm saying? And boycott anything that goofy motherfucker got going on because, nigga, you're a weirdo. We don't really accept that shit. That shit don't fly. But you forgot and I didn't. Almighty Mackie, man, I'm out, man.